my computer's wrong.
I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay to order. As this usual goes, can we please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance, Mr. Sack?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Vice President Mayor and Director Steele.
And I did receive a phone call from Director Steele, and he's in traffic, and he's going to try to make the meeting, just for the record. This is time for public comment. If anybody in the audience would like to speak on items that are not an agendized item, this would be the time to come to the podium and address the board. Does anybody have anything that they would like to discuss that is not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment, move on to consent calendar. I have a comment card from Mr. Helfrich for a couple items on the consent calendar. Would you like to come to the microphone and address those items?
Good evening. Bill Helfrich, 661 Beaver Court, Discovery Bay. With respect to item C4, I was at a CSRS meeting where Director Leet specifically stated that the CSD has maybe two or three things that we need: cell water, clean water, as recreation, and as landscape. I don't understand what powers this board should have regarding land use. And I see that you're making a negative, some kind of a comment about noise and music at time. But again, I just don't think that you have the authority. We weren't elected to be our planning commission. C5, I see that I would just call this an expensive junket, and I'm not in favor of it.
Thank you. Just for clarification point on C4, just for the rest of the public and for you also, Bill, when there is something that's occurring within the Town of Discovery Bay, the county will ask us to give our input. We are compliant. We also have MAC responsibilities to the Board of Supervisors, which means that we are an advisory council to them. Therefore, they ask us for input on these things. We can't deny or accept any applications. We can't keep anybody from being there, but we've been asked to make comments, and so we take our responsibility, and that's what we do. Any comments from the board on?
I just have one comment with regard to item 4 on the land use permit, is that our response, just make a comment that it would be, I believe, appropriate for the county to consider polling the neighborhood with regard to the issues with, specifically with noise and that land use application.
Do I need a
and just to tag on a little bit, I will make note that there has been that exact same type of establishment there for the last, I don't know, 8 years or something like that. But the point will take.
They're looking at live music, which might take care of it.
Is there a motion to accept the consent calendar?
Move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay.
Mr. President, but before you make that, because the letter is drafted without the request from Mr. Leet with respect to polling the neighborhood for noise, does your motion to accept the consent calendar include that addition to the letter going to the county?
Yes, please.
Nope. The maker of the motion?
Yes.
Does the second accept that?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm with you. I'm just thinking. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Area agency report, East Contra Costa Fire Protection District. And there he is.
Good evening. It's been a while since I've seen everybody here. We've been on a little bit of vacation, so I am back, and here is my report for the month of June. So there were 55 calls in Discovery Bay for the month of June with an average response time of 9 minutes, 55 seconds. Majority of these were medical in nature. We had three what I call moderate incidents in Discovery Bay during the month of June. One was a vegetation fire that was against the sound wall on a, it was a, in that water inlet between Clipper and Highway 4 there. We also had a victim of a dog mauling over at the lakes area that required a medical helicopter to evacuate with significant injuries. And we also had a CPR call in Discovery Bay where citizens did jump into action and it helped provide a better outcome for the patient. That's about as far as I can speak. But just I'd like to thank those citizens. They're anonymous at this point. But you had some citizens who did a good job just recently helping do some bystander CPR on a patient. So,
any chance that was a pulse plate?
Actually, no. It was a person paying attention. That's about as far as I can talk about it right now. So just know that there are some good citizens out there in Discovery Bay who help their neighbors out. Additionally, there were 629 calls for the month of June in the district as a whole, an average response time of 838. That included response to 8 structure fires, 1 commercial fire, 7 vehicle fires, 1 large vehicle fire, 22 vegetation fires. As we all know, it is that time of year. It is time for vegetation fires, and they're occurring everywhere in the district and everywhere in California right now. We also had 25 vehicle accidents, 9 of those requiring rescue, 2 auto versus pedestrians, and 4 motorcycle accidents. So, not really a whole lot to report after that. I mean, it's just we're in that busy time of year, so we're really wrapped up in calls. However, I would like to remind everyone about the strategic planning meeting tomorrow night at Knightson Elementary School at 6 p.m. That will be in the gym cafeteria auditorium they have there. Everybody from the public and the whole district is welcome. We'd like you to be there. Your voice will be heard there, so please attend that. And that is my report to the night, and I'm available for any questions.
Any questions from the board? Thank you very much. Good to see you again, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Veolia, you're on. Hey, Brent. Hey. Thought you were getting that thing on.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. For the month of June, we continue our safe practices at work. It's 3,300 hours a day, sorry. 155,000 hours. Continue our safety training on a monthly basis. All monitor and state reports were submitted on time. All wells are active. We produced a little bit over 107 million gallons of water went out in June. You can see a water production. We're hitting our high demand and we're taking advantage of that. The last few days we've been running about 7,000 gallons per minute in the morning, so everybody's got their sprinklers running. We did have around 23 production for production compared to 2013, so we are still saving water. Our high flow is up due to the high demand of water. In the month of June, wastewater results were good, except we did have one permit violation on our nitrite plus nitrate due to the hot weather. We're just running our aerators a lot due to the hot weather. Without the aerators, those died. And so we did, our limit is a 31 on the daily max, we have 32. And we had one a few years back. But this is part of that trending that they're using for the denitrification that's coming in about 6 to 7 years. Collection, we'll start doing our sewage assessments next month throughout the community. Staff continue to do a great job on work orders, keeping them to a minimum. Backlog to a minimum, roughly around 12, 13, and anything over 6 is down, so we're just waiting on some long lead items to come in. Hopefully we'll be here, we're scheduled to be in the first of August. So, on that, things are going fairly well on the water wastewater side.
Questions from the board? Any public comment? Thank you very much, Vernon. Appreciate it. Lions Club, Mr. Gateau, I believe, is here for that. Is that correct? And Mac?
We're going to have a postponed till next month.
Okay.
Mr. Gateau is here, but he is devoid of check.
The money disappeared.
We don't have to have the check in here.
I'm not even going to comment. Okay, well, let's move on to our business and action items. G1, staff.
I'd like to bring Dina up to talk about item one, which is a public hearing.
Rod, do I need to officially open the public hearing?
You can receive the staff report, and after you receive the staff report, take questions from the directors, and then open the public hearing, take comments from the public, okay, and then close the public hearing.
Dina.
Okay, like every year about this time, I submit a staff report and the engineer's report for the assessment for Zone 9. This year, we decided to not increase Zone 9. The reason for this is that we can only have so much reserves in our account, and we do not spend our entire budget for Zone 9. Also, we do have some CIP items budgeted, but if we do not complete those items or we don't do them for any reason, we can have a surplus of money to go into reserves. So that was the decision basis why we're not doing an increase this year, because we can only have 200% of our budgeted balance for our reserve fund, and we don't want to have to give any funds back. So that was the basis for this, with the engineers and myself discussing. So I'd like to submit this for your review and open public hearing. Any questions from the board before we do?
Well, I don't recall what was last year's.
It was the same amount, so the same assessment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, so we're keeping it flat. 0% increase, we're charging the same amount as last year. Okay. Our budget is the same amount as last year, very close to anything. Really increase the budget too much, with the exception of some CIP items, which we may or may not do. It just depends. So,
we good, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. At this point, I would like to open a public hearing and ask for public comment. I do have a card on that, I believe. Bill, you've already been introduced for Mr. Helfrich and Bill.
Well, my question was answered as why was it zero. So my next question is, why aren't we spending what you're collecting to do the jobs that are out there? That's the
okay
question.
Thank you, and I think you could direct that to our staff. Do we want to address that now?
Okay.
Dina?
I can't answer all the reasons. That is Brian's budget, but he is very conservative, and he tries to be very conscious of his spending. And so as he's being very conscious of Zone 8, he's always being conscious of Zone 9 as well. So Zone 9 is a smaller district, and doesn't need as much care as Zone 8 as well, but we do have some plans in there for some refurbishments.
But that would be beyond this year.
That would be beyond this year.
Okay, what is the budget for Zola? So we do spend money there. It's not that we don't spend any money.
Oh, that's correct. We do spend money there.
You're just not increasing.
I believe it was, gosh, I can't remember. It's about $140,000 a year.
So
we
spent $140,000, and that's what we're collecting. We're not increasing.
That's right.
Correct. So we spent what we collected.
$137,979.
Yeah. So we do try to spend everything that we collect, but you know, and sometimes it's not needing as much care, or things don't need to be fixed over there. There's this mosh pad. So like I said, we did budget some CIP items, but
they just haven't, we haven't started or completed those items yet, so they're gonna roll over to the new.
Yeah, you know, and one of those things in there is a wood chipper. It's in the budget, but we're going to purchase it, those kind of things. So we'll make those decisions as we move along, and those can affect whether we spend that budget or not.
Okay, so we're kind of into a board discussion now. Is there any other further discussion that the board has on this item?
All of my questions have been answered.
Fantastic. Okay.
Any other public comment?
Any other public comment? Hearing none. We'll
close the public hearing.
We'll close the public hearing.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Dina, for that report. And moving on to G2, staff.
I'm going to bring up our landscape manager, Brian Miller, to talk about palm tree pruning.
Well, it's that time of year again. Every year at this time, last year we had 208 trees to take care of. We've removed one out here in the community center. So we're down to 207, so our tree pruning went down a few bucks from last year's, but we do it every year. We're trying to prevent it from seeding and propagating thousands of palm trees. So this is the time of year to do that.
Any questions?
The recommendation here is to go with the lowest responsive bid, is that correct?
Correct.
Any public comment? Hearing none.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, Brian. And moving to item G3.
I'm going to invite our water and wastewater manager, Virgil, to talk about this item.
This is in regards to the wastewater master plan, and I believe right.
Correct.
I didn't look at the agenda, so I'm trying to go off my memory here. Anyway, what staff did is we sent an RFP out to initially six engineering firms that do this type of work. And then we went to the California Special District Association. Also, I have like a clearinghouse, meaning you can put your submit an RFP for various things. It's either auditor, our case engineering, master plan, or other things like that. I consider like a clearinghouse. Other firms look at it, they apply if they are interested. So we had four other interested firms in that. We had a pre-bid date, so we would meet on the site so we make sure that they understood what we were looking for. And only two firms showed up on that date. We got a lot of questions and answers after that date from both engineering firms, thinking that we're going to get two bids at least for this for the master plan. And right at the 11th hour, one of them called and said, we have got some unanticipated extra work come our way, so we do not have the resources, so we cannot truthfully submit an RFP and not be able to meet your timeline. Because we did have a timeline, what they had to do with that master plan. If you all remember, there are certain elements of that we need to do right away to help us with our current MPDS renewal permit. And we also need to do with the D-Nitro-5 project that's coming along. But we wanted some other thinking about that, some other options as it relates to that. The lowest quote, or lowest RFP price came in at $194,000. And we had budgeted $200,000, but it had two options on that with that firm. And so when we had the committee, the wastewater water committee, it was brought back to say, hey, can we add those two options into the $200,000 and not be over that? So our engineer, Gregory Harris, did go to approach them the next day. They agreed to that. So we're adding two other optional items into that wastewater master plan for a total of $200,000.
Thank you, Virgil. Is there any clarifying questions from the board?
What were the two items?
One, I was hoping that you didn't ask that question, but one of them dealt with biosolids.
Okay.
We wanted to look at the biosolids because we make such great biosolids. We now take it to the landfill. We want to look at other options. Maybe, you know, for a while back, it was maybe sell it to a cement plant for ash. And then put in the cement, but I do not remember what the second one was. I apologize.
I was trying to remember, and I can't. Yeah. Do you remember? What's your deal? What's the deal?
Well, I do know that they wanted to charge us $13,000 for those two options.
That's correct.
Right.
So
that was the point.
Right. One of our suggestions, we got it for
six.
So, and that's within our budget for that we already had that budgeted, and it falls within the budget that we had assigned that, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Any public comment? Okay, hearing none.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do have a public comment stuff. I do have one other question. Is, you know, we had you sent it out to four firms.
Initially, you sent out to six.
And additional four popped up through CSDA, so there's 10 firms.
Correct.
You know, one backed out.
At the last 11th hour.
Do we have any clue as to why the others did not?
A couple of reasons why is the two things. One is the cost. We have such a small amount that most of the engineering firms are looking for work after that fact that they could grow into because it's a small amount of work
a small amount of money for a lot of work that needs to be done. And the other is most of the engineering firms we've contacted, they did not show up at their pre-meeting. Why? And they're too busy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you for that report, Bert. That is the last item on our action item, so it's time for director's reports. Is there anything that anybody has to report? Go ahead.
I attended the California Contra Costa Special District Association with our general manager the other day, and one of the items, LAFCO gets up every month and, you know, gives us a little update on what's happening in their life, and they do a number of what's called MSRs, municipal service reviews. This district is under one of those municipal service reviews, and we got quite a compliment from LAFCO that this district was the first to submit the data that's required for that report. So, you know, kudos to the general manager and staff for doing that. And secondly, I did get appointed to the treasurer's oversight committee.
Chuck, how was the competition for that spot? Pretty light?
It was definitely silence.
Okay, thank you for that. Since we met last, we did all attend the joint meeting of the ECCFPD, but those minutes are in there, so I guess I really don't need to talk about that. Okay. I don't have anything.
I can't recall.
Okay.
Getting old.
Manager's report. Anything further from any of our managers? General manager's report.
Just wanted to mention that the 20th anniversary celebration was a success. Unfortunately, it wasn't highly attended because of the weather, but very happy and wanted to recognize staff for all the work that they did. And it was we got good compliments by the people that did attend, and Ludorf and Scalmanini display on our GSA and things of that nature was very well received, by the way. So, and I also wanted to thank you for your presence there, and it was a good event.
I just want to add to that history room was awesome. Who did that, Sue?
That was Sue.
That history room was awesome. I've been here for 24 years, and there was stuff there that I loved seeing because I remembered it, and stuff that I didn't even know because it happened before I came here. So that was quite an asset. People that didn't show up and didn't get a chance to see that missed something.
We did.
I echo those comments.
Correspondence is listed. Future agenda items. Okay, we'll get those to you as they come to mind. And at this point, I would turn it over to council for a closed session meeting.
The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the item listed on the agenda as N1.